10 leading U.S. Democratic contenders stood unified in their goal to unseat U.S. President Donald Trump from the White House, but there's much they disagree on. They did highlight their philosophical differences in a Thursday night debate, and that debate stage is the opportunity to establish more dominance in the polls, to close the lead that front-runner Vice President Joe Biden has. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders trail behind Biden. While the Democrats were debating, President Trump listed his administration's accomplishments in a speech to House Republicans in the city of Baltimore. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a speech to Republicans meeting in Baltimore, President Trump touted wins, including the tax cut, higher military spending, and cuts in regulations. He also talked about what he sees as opposition from more than just Democrats.
And the media, it's as if they're one, because they are one. They're working together. They're colluding, and they're obstructing.
Trump also slammed energy-efficient light bulbs, not just because of the cost.
The light's no good. I always look orange.
Trump highlighted this week's special congressional election wins in North Carolina, telling Republicans he expected them to take back the House next year. I'm Tim McGuire.
The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held up by the White House. The White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon and another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department, shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. Earlier Thursday, the State Department announced it had been cleared to release the $141 million in aid. Speaking to reporters in Washington, the Assistant Secretary for Political and Military Affairs, R. Clark Cooper, called it part of a whole host of security assistance that they have outlined. This is VOA News.